This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Jamie Skelly. Cuts to local bus services in the West Kent area have taken effect from Monday the 15th of January, leaving local residents and councillors dismayed. Early morning and evening services, including prominent routes such as the 7, 281 and 402 amongst others, have all been removed due to low usage. We spoke to Tunbridge Wells Council's Chair of Public Transport, Councillor Alex Pritchard-Allen, about how cuts to bus services would impact the area.
It is going to have an impact. I know there are residents that work shift work, that work in hospitality industries and the supermarkets, coming back from if they're doing London work. I know I've got residents who are carers who need to use early morning transport to go around or late night to get back from looking after people. So it is going to have an impact.
The cuts for services are mainly early in the morning and late at night. How do you think this will impact women's safety and people's safety more generally?
It's detrimental. We had a whole Reclaim the Night march from Rust Hall to the town that was well attended, and the police came along and walked with us and gave out advice to people. And we go through all of this, and now they're saying you're just going to have to walk it, aren't you, rather than get a bus.
Do you feel satisfied with the Reeves' explanations for these cuts, especially considering the recent government subsidies that have come in, reducing fare?
No, I really don't feel satisfied at all. I think it's ridiculous. I understand what they're saying about, you know, a handful of people using it's not cost effective. However, how ridiculous, just when you have the £2 cap, just as you have people moving, starting now to move forward from COVID to start to go out, to start to come back, why not at least wait to see what impact that has on the bus route and how people utilise those routes.
Do you feel then that more needs to be done more widely to improve local transport links in and around West Kent?
Yeah, I do. I've not been able to drive due to my eyesight for some years now, and I know when I've looked for jobs, I haven't been able to apply for jobs that I would really have liked to have moved into or had, because I just physically can't get there. I wouldn't be able to get there at the time. It's very restrictive. Cuts in train times, cuts in bus times has a major impact. So this has a much bigger picture. It's not just about a few people getting a bus of an evening. This has a big picture on the employment chances, the productivity, the environmental costs, the safety across West Kent. This is a serious matter.
That was Councillor Alex Pritchard-Allen. West Kent Radio also reached out to Arriva, who gave us the following statement. At this moment, things are very challenging for Arriva as a bus operator in this region. Some Arriva services, which were commercially viable before COVID-19, are no longer commercially viable, and therefore we have to make difficult decisions surrounding reductions of service levels. Any reduction in service is introduced as a last resort and to ensure long-term sustainability of the wider Arriva bus network. That is our daily news roundup. I'm Jamie Skelly for West Kent Radio.